Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving. The last word
on Today FM.
Right, time to go to the courts now and join court correspondent Frank Graney. Good evening, Frank.
Good evening, Matt.
Tell us about this man that appeared in court today.
Well, it wasn't a man, Matt. It was a seagull.
Sorry, did you say seagull?
Well, a member of the seagull family, Matt, Darren Seagull, was charged with intimidating and aggressive behaviour in Henry Street on the 5th of July.
Okay, so what did he do?
Seagull confronted two pedestrians before brazenly taking their chips.
God.
The seagull then proceeded to eat the chips in front of the two distressed shoppers, just staring at them.
Right. What was he charged with, Frank?
He was charged with assault and vinegar, Matt.
Okay, yeah.
And a sausage was also battered in the incident.
This is part of an ongoing series of incidents involving the seagulls, I believe.
Yes, that's right, Matt. In recent years, the seagulls have become more emboldened, more brazen. They had been involved in petty theft of sandwiches and crisps and such like, yeah. To which the authorities tended to turn a blind eye. But they recently have escalated their activities, and to that end, another seagull appeared in court today.
And what did he do?
Jason Seagull and a number of other seagulls turned up at a deposit return vending machine in Clondalkin. The seagulls joined the queue, jumped the queue before demanding people hand over their bottles. The seagulls then claimed the vouchers for themselves and flew off with them.
God, these seagulls. So there was a gang of them, was it, Frank?
It was a flock of seagulls, Matt.
Brilliant band. If I had a photograph of you.
What?
Or something to remind me. Sorry, Frank, go on ahead. Yeah, go
Matt,
on.
It should be noted that when the seagulls entered the court today, there was an audible gasp from the gallery.
Why?
Well, these seagulls are very big, Matt. They're jacked up, they're juiced, so to speak. Many of the seagulls are now in gyms, working out, doing weights.
Yeah, I've seen them in FlyFit, all right, during my lunchtime sessions. They cut in on you as well. And
yeah, two other seagulls appeared, Matt.
And who were they?
Anthony and Glenn Seagull were at an outdoor concert with thousands of other seagulls.
Yeah, which gig, please?
Kingfisher, Matt.
Right.
So one of the seagulls jumped the queue for the Portaloo before an altercation ensued.
Oh, God.
An eyewitness said, and I quote, "This seagull was paralytic, absolutely off his beak. I think he was on something."
Disgraceful.
Another seagull appeared in court today as well, Matt.
Another seagull?
Yes, Matt. Troy Seagull was charged with, and I think listeners at this point might want to turn down their
rage. Shag that, Frank Greeley. Spit it out now.
Troy Seagull was charged with robbing a Peugeot 204 in Blanchardstown.
Jesus.
Before performing a number of donuts and finally setting it ablaze in Leixlip.
How can a seagull rob a Peugeot?
Well, it seems they're getting in through the sunroof, Matt, and commandeering the vehicles.
This seagull sounds like a right scrote.
It gets worse, Matt. He was also accused of kidnapping and abduction, Matt.
What?
The plaintiff, a man, appeared in court saying the seagull took his wife.
Did she testify, I mean?
Well, incredibly, she seemed to be happy with the situation, Matt, and is presently living with the seagull in Arklow.
God, that is sordid stuff altogether.
The man, who preferred not to be named, said, and I quote, "I'm devastated. If I had known she was into birds, I would never have married her."
What about the seagull?
The judge ordered the seagull to appear in court again on August the 7th. The seagull was refused bail as the judge claimed he is a flight risk.
Right. Coming up, the gastro gaze.
The last word
on Today FM.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.